How's everybody doing today? Today we're going to talk about type of ways of worshiping God. We got vain worship, ignorant worship, and true worship. First we're going to talk about vain worship. First of all, let's talk about in vain. What does in vain mean? In vain is without success or in an unholy way. Right here, Matthew 15:9 says, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching from doctrine that commanded of men." These are people that are worshiping God from doctrine that men are made of, and you know, not from what from the word of that God from the Bible. Also in Isaiah 29:13. "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near me with their mouths, with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." See, God wants you to read, and he wants you to love him and do for him in your heart. You can say out of your mouth whatever you want to say. You can say, "I love the Lord, I respect the Lord," but that's coming out of your tongue. God's going to look in your heart and see what you're thinking and how you feel. And that's where it needs to come. That's where the worshiping in vain comes from. How you feeling inside your heart. In Ezekiel 33:31, "If they come unto thee as the people coming, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear the word, but they will not do them, for with their mouths they show me so much love, but with their heart goeth after the covenant." There again, they say it, they speak it, but what they really feel in their heart is not with God, not pleasing with God. They not serving God from their heart, not with the love that he shows us. In Revelations 22:18-19, "While I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that were written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." See, there you go. That's what he's saying, that people are falling in the commandment of men. Men take away from the Bible. Men take add to the Bible. That's why he wants us to go directly from what the Bible says. So these things right here, if you add to it, they add the plagues to you that you speak of early in the Bible. Take away from it, take away your name from the book of life. And that's things that we don't want to have. So we do not want to serve God in vain. Next, we'll talk about serving in ignorance, worse than ignorance. God that made the world of all things therein, saying that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temples made with his hands. Acts 17:23, something like that. "For as I passed by," and this is Paul speaking, "and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with the inscription, to the unknown God, whom there ye ignorant worshipers, he declared I unto you." See, these people were just worshiping this inscription that was on here. Just, they didn't have really a clue why they were worshiping. And Paul was telling them, God made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temples made with hands, neither is worshiping with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of all men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the time before appointing and the bounds of the habitation. But they to seek the Lord, and happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we are not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graved by art and men's devices. In the time of ignorance, God winked at, but not commanded all men every where to repent, because he had appointed a day in which he would judge the world in righteousness, but that men whom he had ordained were of that he had given assurance unto all men, and that he had raised him from the dead. See, he wanted to go out and teach and show and tell people what the Bible says, and let them know that, you know, things that we build and things that we kind of try to put up and put up on the pedestal is not things that we're supposed to worship. He tells us in the Bible how he wants us to worship him. So, you got people out there that, you know, they'll follow anybody. Nobody tells them the right way. So we have to go out and show them the right way so they won't be worshiping ignorant. And we have true worship. Show you some examples of some true worship, like Abel. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and by it, he being dead yet speaking. See, that's true worship. That's how we want to worship. We want to worship God to where he can look and he knows that what we're giving him, we're not giving in vain, or we're not doing it because someone else told us. We actually took the Bible, we read and we sat and come together like we do today, and we try to learn how God wants us to worship him. So he can know what we're doing is righteous. You can give millions of dollars, you can give this, you can give that, but if you're not giving it from your heart, you're just giving it. You're just giving it vain. You can give a dollar, but if you're giving that dollar and that's your last dollar, and you're giving that dollar out of the goodness of your heart, God's going to see that. And he's going to give you more respect for that dollar than he would for that $1 million. You just gave it in vain. And we have Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of these things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to saving of his house, by which he commanded the world and became their righteousness, which is by faith. Yeah, we all know about Noah on the ark. Like I said, they never seen rain before. Nobody never knew what it was. But Noah, by faith, took on what God told him, and he built that ark. See, that's the kind of faith we want. We just want to know that we believe in everything that God put in the Bible that he told us about. And that's the kind of worship. That's the kind of worship he wants from us. And that's what we want. That's what we want to be like. We want to give our hearts to God. We want to don't want to believe what someone else tells us. We want to know here that that's what we're supposed to be doing in our heart. That we're supposed to worship God, and we get that by reading, by faith, by him. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to God out of the place where he should have after received for his inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. See, that's another thing. He did not know where he was going, but God told him to go, and he went by faith. Worship, true worship of God. He just took it on faith that God was going to take care of him. And we all should know that God is going to take care of him. He might not bring it to you when you think you should get it. He might not bring it to you right then, but he's going to bring it to you when you need it. If you have that faith, and you have that time, and you have that patience, he's going to bring it to you. He's going to give you what you need. You got to have that faith. John 4:23-24. But the hour coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and that the worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. There you go. It's just an illustration of that hour time, the hour coming. He's going to come back, and he's going to see. He's going to look in each one of us, and he's going to see if we really, truly worship him in our heart. We can say whatever we want to say. You can tell each other whatever we want to tell each other. But, of course, I can believe what you tell me and somebody else can believe what you tell me. But God, you cannot fool him. He can see in your heart to know if you really, truly worship him in truth. He's not going to sit. He knows if you worship him in vain. He's going to know if he's coveting out other things like he said. You just have to read the Bible and have faith in God and worship Him with the heart. By the day, if you need a prayer at the church or have a subject to the gospel, come as we stand and sing.